Why Are We Here? What Is Our Purpose? By Frank Hall. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Before there was a Milky Way, there was God. Before there were galaxies, solar systems, constellations, and nebulae, there was God. Before Mercury, Venus, and Mars were plugged into their sockets, there was God. Before Polaris was fastened above the North Pole, there was God. Before Orion, the Hunter, had a belt and Saturn had its rings, there was God. All alone, perfect and content, glorious in his solitary existence as the eternal I Am. Before there was a sun, a moon, or an earth, before there was grass to clothe the field and flowers to adorn it, before the mountains were brought forth and the sea filled the depths, before the eagle soared through the sky and the fish swam through the sea, before angels, devils, and men had their being, there was God alone. If we would understand things aright, we must not begin with man, but with God, for he is the beginning of all things. To begin with man is folly, for man is but a creature, a production of the Creator. We must back up and begin where the Bible begins, with God. God's people know, and have always known, what continues to baffle the minds of the scholars and scientists of our day, that, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Through faith, God's people understand the mystery of creation. I ask you, why are we here? What is our purpose? What is God's purpose? Can we even know the answers to these questions? Indeed, we can. The 24 elders seated around God's throne in heaven give us the answers in Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and for your pleasure they exist and were created." You, me, angels, animals, plants, rocks, and all other things exist and were created for one reason, the pleasure of the Creator. We were created according to His will and purpose, for His pleasure and glory. God did not create the heaven and the earth arbitrarily. He created them to be the stage upon which He would perform His eternal purpose of grace and reveal all the wonders of His goodness and mercy toward His elect. It is upon the stage of time that God displays His eternal purpose and shows forth His glory in the salvation of chosen sinners. He created this world for the salvation of His people, that they would be recovered from their sin by His almighty grace. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10.